Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Been able to run the ball pretty well. You know, play action pass game, I think it's been pretty good. Inside the numbers has been pretty good. Obviously, there's a lot of directions that you can go to try to clean things up. And, you know, it comes down to, again, just going out there and executing each and every given play call that Joe gives, but making sure that throughout the week we're straining in practice and finishing on plays. And sometimes it's the small things. You learn a lot from these losses that maybe you don't learn and win.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen right there, whose grandma told him she wants to see him smile more. So he's going to try and do that a little bit and get back to, you know, having some fun. And, you know, it's chicken and egg, right? You win, you score, you have fun. And hopefully the Bills will have a lot of fun on Sunday for Bills fans by scoring a lot of points and stopping the Carolina Panthers. They need to get back on the winning track. Sitting at 4-2 right now. The Chargers won last night to get to 4-3. And that was a game where I thought, you know, do you want the Chargers to win if you're a Bills fan? Because that's another team in the mix if you actually have to fight your way into the playoffs this year. Or do you want the Chargers to win? Yes, because that keeps the Chiefs down a little bit longer and farther, right? Could have looked at it either way, but either way, the Chargers took care of the Vikings. And now that sets up week 8 in the NFL, and we'll get to all of that a little bit later. In the meantime, welcoming your calls at 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me here shortly when he's done with another production meeting for television. He'll call up. We'll talk about the injuries, going back to Carolina, stopping the Panthers, and everything else that goes into the game on Sunday. David has been waiting patiently in Florida. David, thank you for waiting. I appreciate that. You're on WGR.
How you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Love the show. Love how you keep us all balanced through all these things.
I try.
I was in Atlanta. In fact, I went down to the sideline to try to catch it because I wanted to let you know that my wife and I are coming on the Legends Cruise. Look forward to meeting you.
Ah, awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. That Legends Cruise is great, and I'm glad you opened the door for me to give the plug. But, I mean, people got to get registered soon because spots are going fast, and, you know, you can't wait until January, February because we got to do all the paperwork and all that kind of stuff, and spots are going fast. So, yeah, BuffaloFootballLegends.com is the Legends Cruise. I'm glad you brought that up and hope to see you, and I'm sure I will, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, so about the game, I was in Atlanta, obviously, and, you know, it was just frustrating getting to watch. And, you know, as far as the defense goes, look, I expected the defense to be squishy the first part of the season, especially, you know, hopefully to get healthy. And they'll be better. They'll be better. But to watch that offense for 2 weeks and, you know, have people talk about, wow, we need a wide receiver, we need this, we need that. You know what? We just need to scheme three guys open. You know, Kincaid, you know, Cook, and Shakir. And you watch other teams do it when they're down with players and this and that. Like, what happened with Cincinnati? What'd they do? They went to their best playmaker. They found a way to get the guy open. They just kept feeding the guy the ball, and it opens everything else up. And I'm so frustrated watching it because, yeah, it'd be great to have a burner wide receiver. We don't have the money to get the right guy. Don't buy another freaking, you know, retread. We got the talent. Just get him open. You know, when they had Cook off the field, I wanted to tear somebody's head off. It was so frustrating to watch. I mean, get the guy, you know, okay, he's not a great blocker, whatever. Put him in, you know, get him up, but make him a wide receiver. A guy catches the ball. Shakir catches the ball. And Kay catches the ball. Of course, you know, he was out for the game, but, you know, but you get my point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those guys are great yak players too, you know, and, you know, it opens everybody else up. As far as Coleman goes, I watched him at Florida State. I'm a big Florida State fan. they got to do something different. He doesn't have the speed to be the wideout guy. He really doesn't. And get him in closer where he can, you know, use his body to make some plays and get things rolling, get some rhythm. But anyway, I was a little frustrated. I didn't call earlier in the week because of it. But anyway, but if you can let me hang on so I can hear your response, I'd appreciate it.
I hear you. I think it's, you know, it's one thing to say scheme him up, and I don't disagree, but it's, you know, you're also going against defensive coordinators and NFL players who are going to try to prevent that, right? So it's not as easy as just scheming up. You still have to win. You still have to be able to do that. You can draw up all the plays in the world. Every single football coach and person who's played Madden, David, has drawn up all the plays in the world that everybody's open. Well, but you still have to be able to do that. And then you also have to protect your quarterback. And I think that was an issue, obviously, against Atlanta.
Yeah, and it was frustrating, too, because, you know, clearly they were coming after him and stuff like that. But, and we're running the ball down their throat. And it's like we went away from it. And it's like, you know, you got, what happened to the quick, you know, two-step, boom, hit the play, two-step, hit the play. And I, man, it was just frustrating to watch. And boy, I'll tell you something, you can't say enough about Bills Mafia. Man, well, we represented there, and it's a damn shame, you know, we didn't play well because, man, it was I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there. It was amazing. And
wait till this weekend. You going to the game in, you going to the game in Charlotte? You're down there south.
No. Actually, we rerouted this into our trip south. I'm a snowbird, you know, and so I live in Hamlin, New York. I call you from there sometimes too. But we routed it down through to Atlanta. I got family in Atlanta, and you know, so we caught that game, and then we're probably going to go to the Miami game down here this year.
All right.
That might be it for the season. So.
Well, listen, man. Thank you very much, David, and thanks for signing up for that cruise. It's going to be a great, great time. We're going to celebrate Thurman's 60th birthday on the cruise together. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to really meeting you and stuff like that. So I love you, man.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thank you. That's really cool. Really nice of him. Anyway, yeah, go to BuffaloFootballLegends.com. I've been promoting it here, and we're going on a cruise. And I'll be kind of doing all the Bills-themed stuff with the Buffalo Football Legends. Thurman Thomas, Steve Tasker, Don Beebe, Scott Norwood, Butch Roll is coming. Del Reed of 26 Shirts is coming. We got Pinto Ron now signed up on the we secured him as one of the you want to call him? He's a legend. He's a Buffalo football legend. Anyway, it's going to be really fun, and I'll be doing a lot of the, like I said, kind of the cruise director type stuff for a meet and greet night and a dinner. We're going to have dance parties. It's going to be really cool, and we're celebrating Thurman's 60th. It's in May next year, going down to the Caribbean, May 10th through 17th, leaving out of Miami, going down to the British Virgin Islands. It's going to be a great time. Check it out, BuffaloFootballLegends.com. But you really do have to get on it soon, folks. Spots are going fast. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call if you want to get in here fast as well. Talking Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Sean McDermott will be calling us shortly when he's available. We'll ask him about injuries and who to expect to play or maybe not play in the game on Sunday. At this point, Daquan Jones, Joshua Palmer, and Taylor Rapp, none have practiced this week. So I would think that that would mean, you know, trending towards not playing, but we'll see. Maybe he doesn't rule any out. Maybe he says one or two or all could even practice today. Would seem unlikely, at least with the first two, because we know that Jones and Palmer were termed week to week earlier this week by the head coach. Day to day is where is what he said for pretty much everybody else. So we'll see where that goes. 803-0550. Henry is in Depew. Hi, Henry.
Well, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I was commenting on the fact that Allen really seems off his game. He looks like nothing like he did two or three years ago. Last two or three years, I should say. I don't know if it's because they don't want him to run. He doesn't want to run. He's not. I don't know what it is. The offensive line isn't as good, which is amazing. After the last 2 years, they were the best in the league, but with the same players.
What do you see when you say that? When you say off his game, like what part of his game do you think seems off to you? Or is it just the, you know, them, like you say, not running or whatever, but what part of his game seems off to you?
Well, it appears to me like his completion percentage is way down. His interception rate's way up. He's throwing into coverage that he hasn't been doing for the last two or three years, and you know, and he seems.
Well, he didn't throw an interception until the New England game, and I'm sorry, the Saints game when he threw one way down the field. He was actually had gone a long, long time without throwing an interception going back to last year. I have to look at the actual numbers on that. I'm not sure if that's the case. The completion percentage, you know, some of it though, Henry, is how much. I think here's the debate, right, Henry, which is. how much is it the things you're talking about versus how much is it guys not getting open that he can rely on to throw the ball to and be open in spots, right? I think that's the chicken and egg debate we're having here.
Well, to be honest with you, I really think they should have kept, I can't think of his name, the guy, Hollins. They should have kept him. They should have made a concerted effort to keep him.
2 years, up to $10 million. You good with that? That's what he got from New England.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be willing to pay him $5, $6 million.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Well, that would have been, yeah, he got four a year plus an extra two possible.
I'm more concerned about the fact that they spent 11 or 12 or whatever on Cook, and he's real good, but they probably could have pulled up another running back, not the same quality, but they probably could have invested a lot of that money into a receiver.
Yeah, I can't get with you on that one. I think James Cook, as much as I was even of the mindset of, I don't know if you want to pay him that money, I think that they made the right call by paying James Cook what they did. I mean, he's been fantastic. Up until the last couple of weeks, he's been an offensive player of the year conversation. That's how good James Cook has been. But I hear you. I mean, I think with Mac Hollins, it was they wanted him back. And they made an effort to bring him back. But he got an extra year and more money from the Patriots. So, you know, from reports, the way it sounded, the Bills had a year, you know, on the table for him. He took 2 years, and he got $8.4 million in base, plus an ability to gain an extra and earn an extra $2 million, which is 10.4 over 2 years. It's quite a bit for a guy that's going to be, yeah, I know he led the Bills in receiving touchdowns last year, but he's not a main target. He's in the blocking game a lot, and he was somebody who did help a lot in those areas. Blocking, special teams, no doubt. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call if you want to jump on board. I'm looking at now, let me see where Josh is as far as completion percentage compared to last year. Just want to make sure I get this right. So qualifying leaders, Josh Allen, completion percentage right now, 68.5% right now. That is eighth in the NFL. Last year, Josh Allen completion percentage was 63.6. So that is not accurate. He has a 5% higher completion percentage right now than he did for last year as a whole. Go back to 2023. His completion percentage was 66.5. He is higher now than he has been at either point at the end of either of the last 2 years. So for the caller who just called and said it seems like his completion percentage is down, not accurate. It is up. He has thrown a couple of interceptions lately. I think a lot of those, the one against New Orleans was a deep ball kind of being forced deep when he thought. And by the way, a great play by the DB on that play. And then I don't even say forced deep. He threw the ball deep and Keon Coleman was there. Great play by the DB. But Atlanta forced one over the middle and then one gets batted up in the air and intercepted as well at the end of the game. Okay, we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, Bills head coach Sean McDermott should be available to join us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll get an injury update for Sunday against the Carolina Panthers.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, coach. Happy Friday, and good morning to you once again.
Good morning to you as well, and happy Friday to you as well, Sal. Looking forward to a great weekend here.
Okay, let's talk and look a little bit back, though. Before we do that, Coach, how did you spend your bye week? We'll talk about professionally in a second, but personally, were you able to kind of recharge a little bit? How does that work for you?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to get around the family a little bit, kind of get out in the community as well, and live a call it a normal life, you know, and just kind of get a little bit of rest on top of that, watch a few college football games, maybe a few pro games, and just unplug.
All right, and how about professionally? Can you kind of explain for fans how it works during the bye week? I know it's a little bit earlier than normal, but what's the process for you guys when you get away a little bit and then you come back to the facility, what you're looking at and what you're thinking about?
Right, what we do is we'll spend usually the day after the last game, with the post-game follow-up with the coaches and the players. And then the players got out and they were done for the week just to get their rest. And then coaches stayed another day or two, worked on some things, and then they got out as well. Just, you know, what you want to do with the coaching staff is what we call self-scout, which is basically evaluating personnel, evaluating your schemes, where we can grow, how we can get better, and the vision forward.
And when you say self-scout, I'm really interested. Like, do you guys look more at what are we doing that might be tendencies, or what are teams doing against us that we need to start combating? Or is it a mix of everything?
Right. It is. It's a mix of exactly what you said. And you're trying to get a feel for, are we executing? Is the scheme the right scheme? Are we executing the scheme properly? And if not, do we want to stay with the scheme or the play? And then, or do we want to, do we want to change out to a different play or scheme? If it's the right scheme, but it needs to be executed better, with more plays being made. So it's a combination of everything you're talking about.
Sean McDermott on the Wester Hotline. Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. You've had a few guys that haven't practiced yet this week, several others who are limited. Anybody who you know right now will not play on Sunday?
Right, I've got three for you here. So Daquan Jones out for the game, Joshua Palmer out for the game, Taylor Rapp out for the game, and he will head to IR here.
Okay, Taylor Rapp will go to IR. Coach, you said earlier this week you were going to evaluate that a little bit more. Obviously, it's something you have to not be with Taylor Rapp for a few weeks. What is this dealing with? I'm looking right now, a knee injury, right? That's something you said he's been dealing with for a little while?
It came up in training camp. Unfortunately, and he was dealing with it since then, and it just got to the point where he's just not able to really be himself. And so we're making a decision right now through the medical people's opinions that we'll put him on IR and we'll take it one week at a time right now.
Okay, so Terrell Bernard, who was injured in the game, has been limited. Dalton Kincaid did not play. Matt Milano did not play. And Curtis Samuel did not play. Where do those guys stand right now as far as practice or their game status for Sunday?
Yeah, so Curtis will be full today, and he'll be good for the game. The other guys that you mentioned will be limited today and questionable for the game.
How about Maxwell Harrison, Coach? What have you seen from him this week and his return to the field, and how's he looked to you?
He's done some good things. He really has. Again, just managing the expectations, and you want to take it one day at a time. There's a lot that is new for him because of the amount of time that he's missed due to the injury, and he didn't have any of the ramp up pretty much other than 7 to 10 days in training camp. So you want to make sure, you know, we're understanding of that and that he's not out there trying to do too much. And it looked like this week he was trying to do his job, understand his job. And I think that's the right way to go and the right approach and a step in the right direction here.
And of course, you welcome back two guys you were without for the first six games, Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. How did you feel that they fared throughout the week getting back integrated in?
Yeah, similarly in the sense of having been here, missed a lot of time. Those two are veteran players, however, so they've been around the league a little bit longer, and with those two both, it's good to have them back, in particular with Larry, with the injuries at the D tackle position that we've experienced to this point. So, but both of them, will go this weekend, and we'll see how long they're able to play. And certainly they'll be a little bit rusty, but looking forward to having them back.
So you're anticipating both being able to play on Sunday and all systems go, and then kind of managing it as the game goes on and what the plan is, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Coach, speaking of availability, we do not know yet officially who's going to be the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. So how does it work with your staff kind of trying to figure out, in a general sense, you don't have to get specific on these two guys, but when you might not know who the quarterback is for the other team?
Well, you do the best you can anticipating. Mm-hmm. They're not saying, so we can kind of guess. Yep. Or guesstimate where it's going to go and then plan accordingly, but stay flexible. I think that's the key.
All right. And then, of course, going back to Carolina for you, a lot of great memories there. We used to talk a lot about all the guys that came from Carolina, but now the other way is true as well. Dan Morgan is there in Carolina. There's been a lot of connections. You going back to Carolina, first time you've coached there since 2017. Dan Morgan's over there, and I know you had a relationship with him. What's it going to be like for you to go back to Carolina and see some familiar faces?
Well, it was a great time and place for my family. The 6 years that we were there, obviously played and coached in the Super Bowl, and that was very enjoyable and a great experience as a team, as a family, and as a coach. You learned a lot. I learned a lot from my time in Carolina, and it tends to happen when you're around good people, right? Mm-hmm. So super appreciative and grateful for our time there. And you're right. We now with Dan Morgan there, it seems like Joe Shane in New York.
Yep.
they're grabbing players that we've had or interested in. It's just interesting how all that works. But they've got a good team, and they're on a little bit of a winning streak here, and got some momentum for themselves. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
And last thing on the game here specifically, Coach, their running game, of course. They bring Rico Dowdell, Chuba Hubbard. You've talked a lot about tackling, and the locker room guys have been talking about tackling all week. How much more important is that this week to get back to the fundamentals of making sure you get guys on the ground? They're so good at yards after contact.
Yeah, if you want to play good defense, you got to tackle well, and those two go hand in hand. So there's probably not a whole lot of stats or what have you on that, but at the end of the day, if you want to be a good defense, you got to be a good tackling defense.
All right. Safe travels to Charlotte. Good luck this weekend, Coach. We'll talk again next week. Thanks a lot.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bills head coach Sean McDermott right there. We know now that Daquan Jones, Joshua Palmer, and Taylor Rapp are out. Taylor Rapp will go to injured reserve. He will be out at least 4 games. That throws the roster in a bit of flux. The Bills already, folks, have only 52 players on the roster. That will make it 51. They have room for 2 more players to be signed. Here's my anticipation. Maybe Zion Logue could get signed because he's out of elevations. And with Daquan Jones out, you have to put somebody up there anyway. So if he's out of elevations, you can't elevate him. You only have 3 defensive tackles. It feels to me like maybe Zion Logue could be that natural replacement. Then you deal with it when Daquan Jones actually comes back. Jordan Poyer. That seems like a natural signing to the 53 as well, because you're losing a safety and you need to add a safety. And he's sitting there on the practice squad. He could get elevated. You could do that. He's got 2 more left. And you could just go that route, but you could also just put him on the 53. And then if you do that, let's remember, you also have Gabe Davis at some point. At some point, Gabe Davis is going to start practicing. As soon as he does that, you have to have a spot for him on the practice squad, and you can only have a certain number of veterans on the practice squad. So if Jordan Poyer goes back on the 53-man roster, that opens up the practice squad spot for Gabe Davis. So a lot of moving parts here. We'll see how it shakes out. And I say right now, then, you're looking at probably Cole Bishop and Jordan Poyer starting at safety against the Carolina Panthers. We'll see where that goes. Okay, let's get to our WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, Patrick Hammer, for a look at Carolina weather.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
All right, on the Western Hotline is Pat Hammer joining us for his weekly Friday segment. We just heard from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The team will head down to Charlotte, North Carolina, and a lot of people are going down there, and a lot of people live there. Pat, everybody in Buffalo knows somebody who moved to Charlotte.
That is true. And I was listening over the last couple of days. I mean, most home games in Charlotte seem to be away games for any team that comes there. Dallas, especially Pittsburgh, and of course the Bills.
Yeah, so obviously with people going down there, they're going to be taking part in all the festivities tomorrow. I know there's a lot of parties going on, and we just had DJ Milk on a little while ago. They got a tailgate going on before the game to benefit Children's Hospital and Patricia Allen Fund here. So what's it going to be like for people traveling down to Charlotte, spending the weekend down there in Carolina?
Yeah, so here's the deal. The weather, by the way, I'm glad this is not Monday Night Football, okay? Sunday, 1 o'clock is perfect because of the weather heading there post-game. But for the weekend, including today, the weather looks fine. Very delightful out there in Charlotte through Saturday and through game day. Tailgating and Sunday looks fine. Mid to upper 60s, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Ideal for football. No wind, really. It's shaping up to be nice. If you are traveling, and are planning to return home, I would advise to see if you can get a head start and leave on Sunday afternoon, only because Monday a nor'easter is going to be forming, and it's going to bring potentially a lot of rain to the area Monday morning throughout the day, and that could cause some flight delays. So just a heads up on the weather approaching for those returning back to Buffalo.
Amazing, right? Last week you said, thank goodness the Bills don't play on Sunday at home because that weather was terrible. And then this week they're missing it by one day. If this game was one day later in Charlotte, you're looking at a weather event.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and you're going to be hearing about this in the days ahead. You've got a what could be a powerhouse hurricane down in the tropics, Melissa. You've got a nor'easter developing. The hurricane probably stays out to sea, but it's still there's just a lot of weather going on next week.
Yeah,
not only in close to home here too potentially, but yeah. I'm glad it's a Sunday kick for the Bills and not Monday.
I was looking at the weather in Charlotte preparing for all this, and it's like, okay, there's 80 degrees that was earlier this week or last week, and then you're getting in the 70s. It looks like a high, as you said, mid-60s to 70 degrees. Is that cool, or is that kind of tropical and seasonal, I should say, for this time of year down there?
Yeah, you're kind of out of a tropical feel. I mean, that's kind of maybe a little cooler than average. But low 70s is probably what you get typically down there right now. So, yeah, just a little bit off.
And then tomorrow night, I'm looking, it's going to be mid to high 50s, actually, if you're out and about in Charlotte tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a little cooler.
Okay.
Kind of like how it's been a little cooler here lately. It's going to be kind of like that there, but their version of it, right? So,
yeah.
50s to 60s.
All right, we just saw a really, really powerful rainstorm come through here over the last couple of days. I saw what you tweeted, that if it's 10 degrees colder, you get this question all the time. Yes, that is feet of snow we're measuring. Thank God and thank goodness that is not the case right now. However,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We turn the page after Carolina. There is another home game next Sunday in Orchard Park and, of course, against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a 4:25 p.m. start. What are we looking at next week and into next weekend as of right now?
All right, so you've got Halloween on Friday, so we'll touch on that.
Okay.
We could see showers from that nor'easter I just mentioned. May, as it travels up the East Coast, we could see showers from it Thursday, maybe into Halloween. Hopefully this thing kind of scoots on by quickly. So a chance at this point, a week out, a chance of maybe a shower on Halloween. But then following that, another system's going to dive in for next weekend. So I would say the chance of showers, too early to predict in what variety they may come. But I think probably rain showers. But unsettled weather on tap for next weekend, which does include a 4:25 kick a week from Sunday. So
okay.
we're gonna keep our eyes on. I think there will be something going on next Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll just have to stay in contact.
That sounds kind of vague because I'm just looking at what I'm seeing and. I know it does not look bright and sunny at this point. Just a heads up for that game.
Okay. And obviously it's a little ways away, but we'll keep in contact with you about that. Okay. You have a World Series, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. Well, I guess with the Toronto traffic these days, it's more like 2.5 to 3 hours. I've been up there. Anyway, it's not that far from Buffalo. There are people going. Our Sneaky Joe's going to go. I know the game's in a dome. They can close it. They can open it. But if you're going to Toronto this weekend, you're spending time up in Toronto. What's the weather going to be like there? And then what's it going to be like in L.A. when the series shifts back to L.A. to take on the Dodgers?
Yeah, the weather in Toronto, not too dissimilar from here, kind of similar. Some clouds and sun, 50s. So the weather looks fine. And then looking out towards Chavez Ravine, as that stadium is known by in L.A., the weather looks fine. Lots of rain on the West Coast, but on the other side of the West, up north. So there won't be any Los Angeles rain showers to worry about for games 3, 4, and 5, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it does look warm, too. So okay. Temperatures very toasty for those games.
It feels to me like the Dodgers don't get a lot of rainouts. You would know better than me. I think that's usually pretty dry there, right? I mean, or do they have quite a few?
Well, L.A. is one of those places where, they get very little rain, but it rains. It just rains.
Yeah,
it's like an angry rain.
That's right.
But it is infrequent. So I know in the history of the Dodgers in L.A., there's been some washouts, but they are so rare because – it's hard to time out a game. I mean, usually they can just postpone it or delay it a little bit.
Yeah, and it's really San Diego, really, where they don't get any rainouts. Where there, it feels like the Padres, man. Right? That's just like constant same weather all the time. It's just like
Years ago, I was offered a job in that region, and I couldn't do it. I just was like, it's like being
you need the action.
I need the action. rule me out for Phoenix, Vegas, and San Diego. No thanks. I just boredom.
Oh my gosh,
boredom.
I love that.
Weather-wise,
I love it. All right, what do you got planned for Halloween? You got your costume yet? What are you doing, man? Anything?
Yeah. Well, we got to keep up with the neighbors. My goodness, every year our neighbors just go full tilt. It looks like Orlando, Florida. It's some Disney concoction next door. So when we put up our measly, terribly carving pumpkins and some attempt at some decorations, it just looks pathetic compared to the neighbors. So, but now I'm in that, hey, you're going to deal with this soon. I'm now at that age with the kids, Sal. You know, we're now 17, 18. I think we're kind of graduating from the trick-or-treat thing. This will be the first year they don't do it, I think.
Well, you know, it's
what that age is.
I think it gets to a point, though, where you don't do it for many years, and then you get back into it as an adult, right? Because you're, and like for me, because I have a kid, I'm like, oh, yeah, am I going to dress up? Am I going to do something? And, every year I'm like, I should have done this. I should have scared the local kids or something like that. I don't really know.
Right.
You sit on the porch. I tell you, I have a story a couple of years ago. We were walking around right around our neighborhood, and someone said, oh, did you guys go to that house over there? You have to go into the gate over there, though, to get the candy. I'm like, oh, Max, come on. Well, I was totally set up. I did not know this. And I walked in.
Oh,
I mean, they scared the bejesus out of me. Like, somebody was hiding in the bush. Like, they were waiting for me.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
No way.
It was terrible.
Oh, okay. That does not I spook very easily.
Yeah.
Okay. So these Halloween decorations that I said our neighbors have, they're motion censored, so when I walk to get into my car at 3 a.m, the ghouls start moving and things pop out of the bushes. And like with you, when I get scared in a situation like that, it's like, oh, ha ha ha! No, I'm like terrified. So,
hey, real quick, I got to ask you before I let you go. Today, what is the high temperature? Because I have to go to into a dunk tank later today. I'm like getting dunked. Oh. In a dunk tank by Little League baseball players who are going to try and throw this thing and hit it and get me in the dunk tank.
All right. Not ideal. I mean, it's not going to rain on you. Well, I can't say it won't. There's a sprinkle chance.
Oh, man.
We're talking 50. Sal, a year ago, we were close to 80, so you did not pick a good time to be on a dunk tank.
Yeah, that's happening. That's happening today. Yeah. Well, I'll have to send you some pictures or video or something, you never know. They might not even hit the darn thing, but somebody will push it in the end. You know that, no matter what.
Exactly. 100%. Can't fail.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week, buddy, okay?
All right. Bye, Sal.
All right. You got it. Pat Hamer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. Didn't mean to kind of cut him off, but we got to get to a break because we got to get this break, another segment, and then end the show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. My producer Dan is getting mad at me because I have not read to you a bunch of stuff going on. He's not really getting mad, but he's like, Sal, you got to do this. I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. I told you I would earlier. So here you go. Ready? If you're ready to take your game day to the next level, enter online now at WGR550.com for your chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner is going to be announced during Football Friday with Chauvin the Bulldog. That's today. Fire up your taste buds at any of their 3 locations. WGR550.com to enter. Also, get ready to freeze for a reason. Buffalo Polar Plunge is back December 4th through 6th with 4 plunges over 3 days, including the all-new corporate plunge. cool school events, and the main event Saturday at 2 p.m. It's the biggest polar plunge in New York. Join the fun and support a great cause. Visit NSYO.org. I'm going to be telling you in a minute about where I'm going to be coming up next week to do this show live on location, that you can come watch me and see me and say hi. We'll do that in a second, but let's get to real quickly what's happening in the NFL this weekend. We already started, and I told you a little bit about the game last night. It started off week number 8 with a big 37-10 Chargers win over the Vikings. Chargers now 5-3. Vikings 3-4.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's always tough, I think, I know Minnesota's not Buffalo, it's closer. Like more in the Midwest, obviously, but it's still a long trip to go from Minnesota to LA for a Thursday night game. So that was always kind of tough. And then, man, Carson Wentz, what are they doing? They got to go to J.J. McCarthy soon, right? You got to find out about this guy. Look at Minnesota's schedule coming up. It is tough. Lions, Ravens, Bears, Packers, Seahawks, and this season's got to be maybe more about the quarterback than it is about the team at this point, you know, at least seeing what you have. All right, Sunday, Dolphins at Falcons. I think Bijan Robinson could run for a billion yards against the Dolphins in this game, but I mean, maybe they stop him, slow him down. Dolphins 1-6. Is there a quarterback change coming? I don't think so. People are clamoring for it. Is there a coaching change coming? I don't know. 1-6 Dolphins at 3-3 Falcons. 4-2 Bears at the 1-5 Ravens. Looks like I think Lamar is going to play in that game, and Caleb Williams now, and the Bears have won 4 in a row. I mean, I don't care. If you're a Bills fan, just keep losing, Ravens, right? Just keep losing. Keep them out of the playoffs. It'd be great. You don't want them healthy and in the playoffs at that point. You never know what happens. Jets at Bengals. Can Joe Flacco keep the Bengals going? Probably against the Jets he can. We don't even know who the quarterback is for the Jets. Is it Fields? Is it Tyrod Taylor, who's now dealing with a knee injury? Garrett Wilson is out. Apparently Sauce Gardner is out. I read both those guys are out. Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, I just read, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And what is... Are the Bengals going to get back to 500? 4-4? They could. 49ers at Texans. Interesting game here. 5-2 49ers at 2-4 Texans, who need to start winning some games here to keep pace in the AFC South. 49ers dealing with a bunch of injuries, but still staying afloat here at 5-2. You know, the Browns have a really good defense. I just don't think they can score enough on offense to keep up with the Patriots, who don't have it's incredible offense, but they'll do enough. Now, you never know. Maybe a couple of sacks and turnover here, turnover there. The Browns can get a play on special teams. They can still fight with the Patriots, but I just don't see them winning in New England. But that would be great for the Bills if the Browns can. 2-5 Browns at 5-2 Patriots. That's a 1 o'clock game. So is the Giants at the Eagles. What's up with A.J. Brown? Looks like he's not going to play. Giants, after that really terrible loss, they blew it last week in the fourth quarter at 2-5. Do not want to go 2-6. Brian Daboll maybe fighting for his job at this point. Eagles at 5-2. Super Bowl champs looking to go 6-2 on the year. So are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who now are without Mike Evans. They're taking on the New Orleans Saints. Some war of words going on between Baker Mayfield and the New Orleans Saints. Go look at that if you can. The Saints looking to go 2-6. Try to start winning some games, but honestly for them, it might be about resetting and trading. Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, both possibly on the trade market. We know the Bills could be looking at receivers. That's been a report out there by Jonathan Jones of CBS. So Buccaneers, who come here in a few weeks, 5-2 at Saints 1-6. Cowboys at the Broncos. You know, the Cowboys have a really good offense. Their defense is hot and cold. They're a team that's going against a Broncos team that seems like it can't get it together for three quarters every single week until the fourth quarter they do. They did that a few times this year already. Broncos at home, 5-2 against the Cowboys, 3-1. Titans are 1-6. They go to the Colts at 6-1. This is a game that might be really slanted against the Titans and go the Colts' way. The way that they're running the ball, the way the Titans can't get out of their own way. Colts looking to go 7-1 and stay atop the entire AFC. And of course, Sunday night, Packers-Steelers revenge game, if you will, for Aaron Rodgers taking on his former team, the Packers. Bills fans definitely want the Packers to win this game, I would say, because, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say you have the Steelers win. You want them to win the division over the Ravens. But to me, anytime you have an AFC team playing an NFC team, root for the NFC team. More AFC teams that get losses, that's more of a chance for the Bills to have a better record at the end. And hopefully they win the division and can get the one seed. We'll talk about the Commanders and Chiefs. That's the Monday night game on the show on Monday. In the meantime, I want to remind you and want to tell you about what's going on next week. I will be doing this show live from Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst on Thursday. Stop by, say hi, grab a Paul's Donuts while supplies last, and score some awesome WGR swag. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. That's Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'll be doing this show live from Northtown Kia. That is on Sheridan Drive in Amherst. And then, of course, every Friday, today, join WGR and Bud Light for a Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. Show up in the Bulldog. They're going to be broadcasting live, though, on Friday next week, 3 to 7 at Neighbor's Pub, 337 Kenmore Ave. That's right, next Friday, show up in the Bulldog, 337 Kenmore Ave, Neighbor's Pub. You'll have a chance to enter to win a Josh Allen jersey. No purchase necessary. Enjoy other live broadcasts coming up at Leo's and Mitchell's as well. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibility, 21 plus. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks a lot to Dan Dale producing, Owen Parker for jumping in earlier as well. Bills at Panthers, all day coverage on Sunday for you. And of course, Sabres tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, the pregame show begins at 6, puck drops at 7, downtown against the Leafs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.